My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Thursday Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 14th day of March, 2024, coming to you from an unseasonably warm Bedford County, Virginia, Central Virginia area. It's going to be up in the mid to upper 70s today and tomorrow, and possibly Saturday. Then it's going to get cold again next week, which is unfortunate, but I guess that happens this time of year. So our top story today, folks, is Royal Caribbean suspends visits to Haiti. Now, yesterday, the top story was that they did away with some of the excursions. Well, things changed after the show. Now, we're going to talk about that. Celebrity Millennium has an itinerary change. A billionaire revives the Titanic 2 project. Have some thoughts about that one. Nassau breaks another record. And a lady solo cruise company. And finally this morning, Tampa on the rise. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock today, folks. Today is National Potato Chip Day. Yeah, man, I can deal with that. I'm not one of these people that sits around all the time eating chips. But like if I'm having a sandwich or something like that, I don't mind some chips with it. I particularly am a little lean towards something like the flavored Fritos or the squiggly things that have like a barbecue taste to them. But I don't need a lot of, a little bit with a sandwich, that's okay. But yeah, you guys that sit around and eat chips all the time, that does nothing for me. So if you're listening by the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from, all the main big guys. TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Pandora, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. Just search for Travel Cruise Industry News, and up pops the old fat travel guy. So, good morning, Laura. Good morning, Gary, Amy, and Mike. Good to have you guys with us. I'll get over to the chat room a little later. Anytime you're listening by the podcast and want to jump over the video feed so you can check out interviews or pictures or clips, there's always a link in the description of the podcast. So you can do just that. All right, I have a couple items to discuss this morning before I get to the news. First of all, I booked a cruise yesterday, a short-termer. It wasn't the one I was looking for to go to Cozumel, but a bargain fell in my lap and I grabbed it. I haven't had the time, folks, to even check and see if there's any availability, if anybody be interested in going with me on that one. Because, I mean, it was that quick, and I got it for a very good deal. It's not my favorite cruise line. The deal was right. I'm going to sail on the Carnival Elation, a ship I've never been on. I'm going to sail out of Jacksonville, a port I've never sailed from. So right away, it's got some value for me. The sailing is going to be on April 25th. It's a short cruise, four-night cruise. I don't like four-night cruises. Of course, I'm in an interior cabin, but they did have an accessible cabin. So, and the price was right. I grabbed it. It's going to go to Freeport and to Nassau, and then a day at sea. So I'm okay with any of that. I haven't been on Carnival since before the pandemic. You know, recall I was booked on one with Pittsburgh Jason, and I had to cancel that one out because of my toe. So I couldn't drive. Anyway, if any of you are interested and available on the 25th for a four-nighter out of Jacksonville, let me know, and I'll check on the pricing and availability. Again, I have not done that yet, so I can't absolutely guarantee that I can come up with the same deal I got last night, but I'll try. Anyway, so that's a quickie. Now, I'm still looking for something to go to Cozumel while Elizabeth's still with me. The two cruises that I looked at last night were both sold out. I couldn't get a, well, sold out for an accessible cabin. Put it that way. I couldn't get an accessible cabin on either one of them. I don't know if the whole cruises were sold out, but all the accessible cabins were taken. Let's see. Who else is here? Hot Air Tom's with us. Bob's with us. Steve's with us. Sound is cracking again. Oh, don't tell me that. Well, it shouldn't be because it's been really sound, and I don't know why. I have not changed anything. So that has to be something. Something from the line coming in. Hang on a second. So, anyway, that's the first thing. Is the short term quickie cruise out of Jacksonville. The other thing, folks, has to do with the upcoming Alaska cruise, which we've talked about a bunch of times. Now, I have an update on the availability still on the ship. I was able to do that actually this morning. And the availability is not that great. Here is what is available in total on the Grand Princess on August the 14th. There are three balcony cabins for two or three people, not for four. They will not book four people in that balcony. I found that out the hard way. There are three ocean view cabins. There are four obstructed view ocean view cabins, and there are eight insides. That's it on the whole ship, folks. Oh, well, I take that back. There are also five suites, expensive suites, that don't have a balcony. I mean, why would you do that? That's it, folks, on the whole ship. Bottom line, folks, if you have any interest in going, call me. Stick a deposit down. You know, so you can at least hold the space. Just saying, it's going to sell out in a hurry. Many of the Alaska cruises are doing. All right, so that's the two announcements that I had this morning, folks. I'd like to have a lot of you sail with me. Okay, so have to talk a little bit about Wheel of Power shares and scoot around. As most of you know, this is Spring Celebration Month for the Will Spring Celebration. All month long, if you purchase a Model F, that's the lighter weight, foldable power chair. I think it's 58 pounds, but it can fold up and go in the trunk of a car. Or the Model C2, like I use, which is a much sturdier, much heavier chair, because I know you can't tell this, folks, but I'm a big fat guy. So I need something with a little more stability. The C2 gives me that. But anyway, if you purchase either one, a Model F or a Model C2 this month, you will get $250 towards accessories for that chair. The offer is valid until March 31st of this year. And then if you go to the Scoot Around Store website or you call them and tell them code CHILLIE, CHILLIE, the longest way possible, you will not only get a discount on the chair, but you'll get the $250 for accessories as well. All right, that's the Will Spring Celebration till March 31st, 2024. Okay, the top story today, folks. Again, comes out of Labadee, Haiti. It was the top story yesterday. It was the top story a couple days before that. This has been in the news quite a bit lately. Well, as of yesterday afternoon, Royal Caribbean has begun reaching out to guests booked on sailings with visits to its private destination of Labadee, Haiti, to notify them that the port will no longer be visited, at least at this time. This, of course, follows a recent prison break during which approximately 4,000 inmates escaped from two prison facilities and ongoing unrest and violence in Haiti. The notification read, due to the evolving situation in Haiti and in an abundance of caution, we're temporarily suspending our visits to Labadee for our entire fleet. Safety is always the first priority aboard any cruise, whether for inclement weather, such as during hurricane season, due to global tensions like those impacting the Red Sea, or for crime and violence at a port of call, which is now impacting Labadee and Haiti. Now, it should be noted, folks, Labadee is on the nation's north shore. It's 128 miles from, Port-au-Prince. All right. The problem with 128 miles, it's a 6.5-hour drive. They can't go very fast on those roads over there. It is also a private cruise port. They have their own security. They have private barriers, and they've added additional security. But there's been concern growing among guests about the safety of visiting the port. Not only guests, folks like me have raised the same kind of concerns. I'm not sure I would be comfortable going to Labadee with what's going on in Haiti, and I'm much more liberal on things like that than most cruisers. The first ships to be affected by this new ruling are Oasis of the Seas, Symphony of the Seas, and Adventure of the Seas, which had visits scheduled today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Each of these cruises is already underway, but will adjust en route. Liberty of the Seas was the last ship to call on Labadee, and that was yesterday. In addition, each ship is adding extra time to other ports of call wherever possible to give passengers some extra time ashore to explore other destinations in safety, possibly to do, be able to do two excursions instead of one. You know, they're trying to make up for losing the port. All three vessels will now enjoy an extra day at sea instead of the visit to Labadee. Extra activities, games, and performances will be added to the daily activity schedule to be sure guests have plenty of fun to enjoy on board. Royal Caribbean does note that the suspension of visits to Labadee is intended to be temporary, and future sailings will continue to be evaluated in the days ahead of each visit to make the safest choice for the passengers. Upcoming sailings aboard Mariner of the Seas, Explorer of the Seas, and Grandeur of the Seas have already had the port canceled as well. There's been no immediate reports of violence close to Labadee. But in the situation as tense as the one in the troubled country, it's undoubtedly best to be cautious. I totally agree with that. And wait for the situation to cool before resuming visits. The decision by Royal Caribbean came shortly after the U.S. deployed Marines to the embassy in Haiti amid rising unrest. Now, I have no idea if that had any factor in their decision or not. It's just interesting that 1 hour it was announced that the Marines were on their way to the embassy. Next hour, Royal Caribbean canceled the cruises. So, again, I'm not being critical of Royal Caribbean. I wholeheartedly agree with this. I know some of the passengers will be upset, but you wouldn't be if it's turned into problems at port. All right. I'll be back with several more stories here, folks, after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Celebrity Cruises has begun to reach out to folks on the March 27th, 2025 departure to alert them of itinerary changes for their Best of Japan sailing. A new port of call and several port time adjustments are all part of the changes. Of greatest interest is the addition of an overnight call early in the sailing, but will affect later ports of call on the 12-night cruise. Celebrity is excited to announce that they have added an overnight stay in Kobe, Japan. The overnight stay is from 8 a.m. on Saturday, March 29th, to the early morning hours of Sunday, March the 30th. To make the next port visit in Kyoto, which is Osaka, Celebrity Millennium will depart Kobe at 5 a.m., moving over to Kyoto for an 8 a.m. arrival. The two ports of call are just 20 miles apart across Osaka Bay. The ship will depart Kyoto at 3 p.m. rather than 5 p.m. on Monday as originally planned, but will arrive in Hiroshima at about 1 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 1st. To compensate for arriving in Hiroshima 3 hours later than the original schedule, the ship will also remain in port 3 hours later until 10 p.m., so the overall time in Hiroshima is not shortened. The remaining destinations of the itinerary are not affected. All right, an Australian billionaire, that's with a B, folks, who pledged more than 10 years ago that he would build a replica of the Titanic. Yeah, when I heard that years ago, I thought he was talking about a model, you know, a replica, you know. Yeah, I know. That plan to build the replica of the Titanic emerged with an updated plan after being sidelined by various obstacles. Of course, that included the pandemic. In an announcement yesterday, a theoretical blueprint of the ship was revealed, showing that Titanic 2 will be as grand as her namesake. Clive Palmer, who made his fortune in the Australian mining industry and who has served as a member of Parliament of Australia, disclosed plans to revive a long-held goal, the building of a two-scale replica of Titanic with all the luxurious details the ill-fated ship offered before sinking on her maiden voyage in 1912. Palmer is chairman of Brisbane-based Blue Star Line, the cruise line that will build and operate Titanic 2. And on March 13th, he announced that three business partners had joined the project. They are Delta Marin, a Finnish ship design firm, V-Ships, which provides ship management services, and Tilburg Design, a Swiss interior design firm. Palmer did not announce a shipyard, but said the nine-deck vessel would weigh 56,000 gross tons, slightly more than Titanic's 46,329 gross tons, with the length of 882 feet, 1 foot shy of the Titanic. The new ship will accommodate the same number of guests, 2,435, with the main difference being she will have sufficient lifeboats to carry all the passengers and crew. The new ship, which is reported by media outlets to cost between $500 million and $1 billion, will have contemporary safety and navigation systems and the modern technology while offering the opulence of the original Titanic. And not everybody's going to be happy about that because it's still going to be powered by diesel engines, have four smokestacks just like the Titanic. And that puts it at odds with the latest trends in shipbuilding, which is to try to cut out the smokestacks. You know, let's go. Why don't you, if you can do all that, put an LNG in it too. I mean, it doesn't have to, the engine doesn't have to be the same as the Titanic. And that brings me up to my point of contention with this whole story. I mean, I think that's a terrific idea. So this guy's going to spend $1 billion to do this, right? 500 million to a billion. And then he's going to hang out his shingle to do cruises on the ship. Now, tell me this, folks. Would you book a cruise on the Titanic? I don't know. I bet Hunter Tom wouldn't even do that. Wow. Not sure I agree with that policy. All right, so yesterday was another record breaker for NASA in the Bahamas. You know, it was... That was another pretty cool deal. The new record yesterday had nothing to do with the number of passengers. It was not a record for that and the number of passengers in one day, But the number of ships, for the first time, NASA cruise port welcomed 7 cruise ships simultaneously, a feat that's not happened before in the history of the port. The ships, which included Independence of the Seas, Sea Cloud Spirit, well, that's a smaller ship, Carnival Paradise, Disney Wish, Carnival Liberty, Carnival Elation, and Vision of the Seas, brought 20,009 guests to Nassau. Now, the record's 26,000 guests, but folks, that's when you had 6 ships, and several of the ships were way bigger than these ships are. So, but still, 7 ships, 20,000 people, that's still a pretty big day in Nassau. Just saying. I enjoyed going to Nassau this time. I'm looking forward to going back to Nassau. Hopefully in better weather than I had. I mean, it has 6 or 7 ships, and that gives me a chance to film a bunch of ships if it's not raining like it did on me this time. And I want to go through that museum, too, and have another pina colada. What can I say? All right, this one was kind of news to me, folks, and maybe somehow I missed the story. But acknowledging the limited travel options for mature women seeking to explore the world, the travel social network, A Small World, has introduced the Solo Cruise Company. The cruise company specializes in crafting itineraries tailored specifically for solo female travelers age 55 and above. Now, I've done a number of solo cruises, folks, that I've hosted. I've had a number of the ladies in this age group with me on cruises. So I understand what this company is doing. And I'm all in favor of it, even if it technically is competitive to what I'm doing. I mean, I'm certainly, Pete and his crew feel that I'm competing with them. Okay? We're not competing against each other. At least I'm not. I'm here to help solo travelers any way I can. Well, these people are specifying solo ladies, 55 and older. That's a great share of the market. The launch follows a recent study conducted by Journey Women, revealing that women over 50 are increasingly independent, I totally agree, preferring to travel solo and seeking adventurous experiences in iconic destinations. Despite this trend, a significant majority, up to 70%, express feeling disregarded and undervalued by the travel industry. And man, I have seen that in my own situation. How the travel industry up until just the last few years has felt about disabled travelers too. Especially solo disabled travelers. The study highlights a perceived lack of understanding from the travel sector regarding their unique needs, including concerns such as the absence of age-appropriate imagery, terminology addressing older women, and attention to mobility and accessibility requirements. The Solo Cruise Company is dedicated to delivering personalized service and customized itinerary designed exclusively for women age 55 and above. The company manages all logistical aspects and planning, allowing passengers to unwind and savor a seamless journey. Each voyage offers minimal or no single supplements, ensuring luxury travel remains accessible and affordable for women embarking on solo adventures. The company prioritizes instilling confidence in passengers as they explore diverse landscapes, cultures, and communities. The company has handpicked the cream de la creme of luxury cruise line as their partners to ensure your journey is nothing short of extraordinary. These renowned names such as Aqua Expeditions, Atlas Ocean Voyages, Crystal Cruises, Explorer Journeys, Oceana Cruises, Ponant, Regent Seven Seas Cruises, Seabourn, Scenic, and Silver Sea share our commitment to delivering the ultimate travel experience. Now, I will say, folks, that not only as I tip my hat to these guys for doing this and starting something specifically for the ladies, I mean, those are some quality lines, and they tend to be a little on the expensive side. So I'm sure this isn't going to be cheap, but I like what they're doing. And there again, why I don't consider that I'm competing against them or them against me is where I look for a little bit less money for the folks, where they're going to go for the luxury. And if the ladies can do the luxury, so be it. As a matter of fact, if you can afford that, take me along. Anyway, I have requested someone for the company come on the show one day soon so we can talk about it, talk about their vision, talk about what they're doing, how they're doing it. I think it would be a good topic for one day. So our request went in early this morning. All right. Tampa's maritime landscape is set to flourish with the arrival of two Royal Caribbean ships in 2025 and 2026. Rhapsody of the Seas and Grandeur of the Seas will call Tampa home for that season. And I think that's awesome. Departing from the port of Tampa, these classic ships will embark on captivating journeys, offering 6 to 8 night cruises until 2026. Throughout the winter season, Rhapsody of the Seas will transport travelers from Tampa to Belize City, Costa Maya, Cozumel, Georgetown, and Roatan, as outlined in an official statement. Meanwhile, Grandeur of the Seas will enchant folks on Western Caribbean sailings, and also some to the Bahamas. Although considered the oldest and smallest ships in Royal Caribbean's Vision Class fleet, both vessels continue to provide a cozy and enjoyable experience for approximately 2,000 to 2,400 people. Folks, I'm sorry, and some of you guys that like the modern ships know that this is the size ship that I like. That's also why I'm going on the Elation. It's a little smaller. Now, also in Tampa, those of you remember, you got to be able to get under the bridge. So these ships are both small enough to do that. It gives a change of pace from what Tampa's seen now for the last several years. So I think it's terrific. I promise you, at some point during 2025 and 2026, I will be on both of them. So depending on how the dates fall, it may be, you know, back to back. Well, that would be side to side. Do one, get off, get on the other. Or do one, even if I have a, if there's a day difference, front or back. Anyway, that might be a plan for on ahead. So we'll have to see when I start looking at those kind of bookings. All right. That wraps up the news portion of today's show. We've got quite a bit going on here at Chili's Cruises. Today is Pi Day, as in 3.14171684 97, whatever it is. Yeah, I saw that too, but I have to do food, Hot Air Tom. So Steve says, good morning to everybody. Sound is crackling again. I hope that's straightened out. A chili on a booze cruise. Hot Air Tom, on that particular cruise, they are providing me free booze in the casino. I have to pay for it elsewhere. But that's okay. That's part of the deal. And I also get a $200 onboard credit. Oh, I got some money to spend to buy booze if I'm not in the casino. So, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. Amy says the sound is fine. Thank you, Amy. Maybe that's hot air Tom's ears are giving out on him. Gretchen's here. Says, good morning, everybody. There's Roger. We can't go on the Jacksonville cruise. Our daughter's sailing on the Celebrity Apex, April 27th. Hi, Roger. It's good to hear from you again. I saw that, and, you know, well, I'd still love to get with you anytime I can. But I'm thrilled to be able to sail out of Jacksonville. I tried, you know, ever since I've known you guys. And I could never fit one in my schedule. So, anyway, the entrance of the ship is supposedly 7 floors up the ramp. Make sure your wheelchair is charged. Wow, that's going to be a challenge. That's okay. My chair will go up a whole lot of hills. So, Emily's with us. Hello, Emily, up in New York. Todd's here. Good morning, Todd. Awesome news on your four-nighter. Yeah, I like to do sevens or longer. But again, I'm hunting for bargains. I'm trying to save as much of my money as possible to go toward the European extravaganza that's going to run from January to April next year with Hot Air Tom. And yes, folks, I know that I've got to get those things processed to get out on a cruise with Chili in case any of you might want to join us on any of those cruises, like Kenneth and Robin are going to do on one of them. Two of them, as a matter of fact. Roger says, hello to Hot Air Tom. First trip on Celebrity since 2017 when they abandoned us in Abu Dhabi. Wow. That's a story that I don't think I've heard. I'll have to hear that story sometime. So, yeah. Roger saying hi to everybody. I just don't know the other people, but hello. Yeah, for some of you new folks, Roger and his wife of many years who passed away a few months ago, who have become dear friends of mine over the years, and we miss Nikki terribly, as I'm sure Roger does too, so. Roger has just joined us and to honor. Nikki still uses her login to this channel and everything. So Roger's longtime family to this show. So anyway, so that's for those of you that don't know who Roger is and who Nikki was. We have some new people hanging out. Yep, we do. We're growing a little bit here and there. There's Sunny down in Mississippi. Hi, Sunny. I was thinking about you last night. I don't know why. I might have had a dream about you, as a matter of fact, because I don't know what I was doing that I would actually just start thinking about you out of the clear blue. So I might have had a dream about you, which is, I mean, that sounds unprofessional and kinky, but what the hell, you know? I don't do anything right. But anyway, it was about us being on a cruise again. So we're going to have to work on that, Sonny. We're going to have to do another cruise. Sonny and I have cruised together before, as you can probably tell. One of my MSC stops is NASA. My first time in NASA, but not the Bahamas. I have been in Freeport so many years. Yeah, well, if you have not been in NASA the way it was, you know, I've been going to NASA for how long? 50 years now? 1978, not quite. 45 years now since I started cruising. And back in those days, we went to NASA. But in the interim days, it went to hell. And up until, what, 6 years ago, when they started this redevelopment and expansion program, it started cleaning up some of Nassau. It had gotten awful. I mean, I would get off the ship and go to the straw market, which was right next to the door of the port, and have a pina colada and sit there in the straw market and not go anywhere in Nassau. That's how bad Nassau. I wouldn't even go over to the big hotel or any of the beaches or anything. Now, it's not, at least I have not been away from the port yet, but I have been now to the new expansion on the dock itself. Highly impressed. There's some other things I want to do there. I hope they've gone on and cleaned up, continue to clean up the town itself. That would be a major necessity. But a lot of the crummy, awful streets right around the dock, that's all gone now, and that's all new. So, yeah. I recommend you going to Nassau. I know it is smaller than Freeport. Never been to Nassau. Ooh, I don't. Oh, the island itself is smaller, but ooh, I believe Nassau has a lot more to do than Freeport, and the Freeport port area is smaller now than Nassau port area. So, anyway, Chili, your turn to pay for the meal. I'll try to bring all three children. Yeah, that's right. It is my turn. You guys paid last, so yeah, I'm okay with that. Bring the kids. We can do that. Meet someplace. Yeah, as long as I can roll in, because I can't walk in. Last time we were together, I didn't have the chair then, I don't think. I think I may have my scooter. I don't remember. I know one time I came in, used my walker to get in. The first time, I think I walked in just carrying oxygen. Yeah, well, that day's passed. Now it's strictly the chair. Laura up in Ottawa says, no thanks, I will stay with Chili Cruises. No cat bites. Ah, I think that's funny. Yeah, Chili on a booze cruise. Yeah, well, you know, I haven't done it for a long time, and I need to. Wosley Kate, that sounds like a, how are you doing? That sounds like a sex bomber. There's Ship to Shore, cruise news. Good morning. I'm up in Vancouver. The printing bee in the Sacramento History Museum also said National 3.14. Yeah. Well, they're smarter than I am. I mean, when you say it's pie day to me, that means coconut pie or chocolate pie. I don't go to the mathematical pies. Hi, Chili. Have you ever been on an Alaska cruise? Oh, yeah. I've been 4 times. I absolutely adore Vancouver. Vancouver is my... I can't think of a port that I like more than Vancouver as far as a port city. Yeah, the port facilities are okay, but I love the city. I love the Vancouver Aquarium. I love the accessible taxi cabs. I love the airport. I've stayed in a couple of really nice hotels there. I like Vancouver a lot. And yes, I've been on a lot of Alaska cruises. I'm going this year on August the 14th on the Grand Princess, which sails from Vancouver to Whittier. Sonny says, hi to Laura. Hot Air Tom says, yikes, you were abandoned. Abu Dhabi isn't a nice place to be, though. Laura, is your snow gone? Hot Air says, Dennis, where are you? Yeah, does anybody have any idea how to get a hold of Dennis? I haven't seen him for several weeks now. I don't know if he got mad at me for something because of my poor pronunciation of Italian names, but I tried. That I haven't seen Dennis forever. So I'm starting to worry about him a little bit. So, and I have no way. I never had any direct contact other than, you know, like he would get in a chat on my live streams or videos. He did a lot of that. But if I try to click on that, there's no way of contacting him directly. So it's not set up where I can send him a message. So, yeah, I'm just, I'm at a loss how to find Dennis. So, Sonny says, dreams too good. Yep, need another chili cruise for sure. I guess I will just hang out in the straw market and have pina coladas. Yes, I was referring to the size of the island. Okay. Good news. The Left Behind chair joystick controller is expected via UPS today. Well, that's a good thing. I'll be on the NorDam from Whittier to Vancouver on June the 30th. On the is that on the Alaska deal? That's I've been selling the heck out of that. Alaska Residence Program. My friend Nate has, you know, entrusted me with doing a lot of that. So a lot of people up there that are booking the Alaska residence, Alaska cruises, phone rings in my, on my desk. So, but yeah, the NorDam, I was on the NorDam last year. Loved the NorDam. Good ship. I did the NorDam from northbound, and then I did the Sapphire Princess southbound. So I did two ships last year. Emily says, yeah, that's great news, Hot Air. We landed in Abu Dhabi flying in Milan. Okay. That's from Roger. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Another busy day ahead. I've got a couple errands to run this afternoon. I've got to go pick up some prescriptions. I get kind of tired of doing that. But I got to do that. And I've also got to get, might as well tell you guys about this now. You'll be hearing about it in time. But I'm going to be working with a group cruise in November. Which is going to be called the Cruise Ship Doctor Cruise. Some of you might remember Ivan Cox, who is an author, wrote a book called The Cruise Ship Doctor because he is, in fact, a doctor. He was a doctor on cruise ships for years. Now he's a doctor on Martha's Vineyard. His real name is Gerald Vukovich. But we're going to be doing a group cruise for him in November on the Norwegian Epic. So, you know, I'll help promote it for him. So, which means if some of you want to go, because I'm going to be on it, we can do that. And you'll take part as a person of the group. He's going to be on there promoting his book. I'm sure we're going to have some things set up where he can do some readings or have some copies of the book to autograph and sell to folks or whatever. We still got to work that out with Norwegian. But that's coming up in November. So I've got to get things finalized today on the sheet. The cruise itself is finalized. I've got to book myself on it, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, but that's the on the Epic, which, yeah, I just got off the Epic. I love the Epic. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. As always, thanks for being here. Smash that thumbs up button. If you hadn't subscribed, please consider doing so, because I hope to hit 10,000 subscribers by the second Tuesday of next week. So that's it for today. I'll be back same time, same channel tomorrow. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.